Jess in with you this morning, and we're catching up with Hunter MP Joel Fitzgibbon. Joel, how are you doing this morning?
Going okay, thanks, Jess.
What's on the cards for today? It's Friday. Any plans for the weekend?
Well, I do hope to play golf tomorrow morning, Jess, but you just never know until Friday is over. Today I'm floating around a little bit with Sky News. Charlotte Mortlock, I hope it's not a secret and I'm revealing it, but she's floating around interviewing me and I suspect a few others and getting some footage of our coal mining industry and the like. So we're getting plenty of attention, Jess, which I don't think is a bad thing.
No, definitely not a bad thing. And I'm sure you'll be tuning in tonight to the Newcastle Knights. They're kicking off their NRL season against the Bulldogs at home.
Can't wait, Jess. My only dilemma was whether to go to the game or watch it at my local pub with my mates. I've decided the pub because it's just such a hassle getting down there and back on a Friday night after a busy Friday. But, yeah, I'll be glued to the television screen and in a moderate way, just a couple of schooners of beer maybe.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Now, it's certainly been an interesting week politics-wise. Yesterday we saw the government announce that $1.2 billion tourism package. The Hunter not really going to benefit too much out of this?
No, and to be honest, I'm not too worried about that. I mean, our visitor sector has been on fire, really, in the last few months. There are lots of things we need, but I don't think a boost to the tourism sector is one of them, although every bit of assistance is always good. I'm a bit confused about this package. I've tried to be positive about everything the government has done throughout COVID, but this one's a really strange one. I'm just not sure that it's going to help all that much. I think it's going to be going to people who are going to spend the money anyway, largely, and they're taking this scattergun approach to, you know, 13 destinations, and within 12 hours it became 15 destinations, and I suspect within another 24 years it'll become 25 destinations as people all around the country who are still struggling with their visitor economy start to scream. And of course, the more you spread it, the more diluted the amount of money becomes. But more than $1 billion, you'd like to work out how much, you know, per capita that is as a spend and what sort of return we're getting on our taxpayers' money there. But anyway, we'll see how it runs.
It certainly is a bit random. I mean, I'm happy to take a half-price flight any day of the week, but it is a bit random.
Yeah, and even some of the government's most loyal followers and spokespersons, you know, outside the parliament haven't backed it in. Even John Sharp, the former Howard government transport minister, now I think deputy chair of Rex Airlines, was highly critical of it. Maggie from the Tourism and Infrastructure Task Force, you know, always fairly supportive of the government, was critical of it. So Maggie Osman was the word I was looking for, or the name. So, no, not being well received. So I think the government will be scrambling today to take another look.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, that's for sure. And
well,
also,
that's $1 billion, Jess, that could go to a lot of people who I know that are desperately in need of support, our travel agents, for example.
Yeah, true.
This is not likely to be, because people, this is domestic flying. People book their own domestic flights, so they don't go through travel agents. So how does, I mean, we've cut off 100% of their business, basically, the travel agents, government has, and there's nothing in this for them.
Mm. It could perhaps go towards speeding up the vaccine rollout, which is a tad behind than what was initially planned.
Yeah, the government overpromised and is under-delivering on this front. Look, I don't think it's a huge issue. Most of the people I talk to are happy to wait in the queue. I mean, they're not rushing. I think most people are happy for others to go out first and to make sure it's okay, and I understand that. Having said that, you know, we really do need to accelerate it through our nursing homes and to our, you know, first responders who are constantly at risk. So it's a bit disappointing, but I'm not sure that it's the number one issue on people's minds.
No, I mean, it's great that it is rolling out and hopefully it will mean that we're a little bit less apprehensive of travelling interstate. I know there is still a little bit of concern about that. I know last year when I was going up to Queensland, I was a bit like, oh, if I go to Queensland, is there a chance I'm going to get stuck? Is a border going to slam shut on me?
Yeah, we need to fix that. That's the biggest barrier to people investing their money in a holiday. And, you know, on the vaccine, when they start telling us we can't do X, Y or Z unless we are vaccined, That's when we'll need the government to be right on the job and making sure it's available to everyone who needs it.
Exactly. And lastly, Joel, Parliament's back next week. Are we expecting anything exciting?
Hard to say, Jess. I've always said that the weeks when people are expecting big things are usually the quietest, and the weeks when people are expecting not much to happen are usually the most controversial and newsworthy. So I'm not aware of much. We will be up to three cabinet ministers down, which is something I've not actually seen in my 25 years in the Parliament, although it might be two down if Greg Hunt makes it, but it's a quite an unusual situation. And one of those ministers, Christian Porter, is the Industrial Relations Minister, and you know the IR bill that the government has before the Senate is one of the biggest things happening, if not the biggest thing, and it's going to be pretty strange if the government tries to prosecute that through the Senate when the minister responsible is not even in the building.
Exactly. I'm sure it will be an interesting week. Joel, enjoy the footy tonight. Hope you enjoy a round of golf tomorrow, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Go the Knights. Thanks, Jess.